What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Cosmat Wrestling. I am Matt Carpio. Kyle Arado, how are you doing?
Pretty good, man. Let's talk about these WWE layoffs we got going on here.
What a shit show it has been. So if you guys are just tuning in now, not hearing about this news, the WWE has actually just done a massive sweep in that locker room. Either Raw, SmackDown, and or NXT superstars were actually just put to leave earlier today during a press meeting this morning. So per Bleacher Report, they had to say the layoffs will give the company an annual savings of around $8 million, while they will also incur an approximate $3 million one-time restructuring charge in the first quarter of 2009. So they say the goal is to reduce all costs by $20 million this year, which will increase the earnings and margins.
Wow. Yeah, I guess, I mean, it's all about the money, right? The McMahons are always all about the money. We had to see a few of my favorite superstars go, which is a little bit disappointing, but, you know, I guess you got to save that cheddar somewhere.
Let's just jump right into these cuts. There were, I think, 9 or 10 cuts, but I only got 9 of them. Let's start with Peyton Royce. Of course, Peyton Royce, which we'll get to, Billie Kay also being cut, but Peyton Royce, she was just cut too. And you know what? The Iconics, they've been getting, you know, somewhat put on TV more Billie Kay, I think, with WrestleMania, but she's gone.
Yeah, she had a great showing too. I was very disappointed to see this happen. You know, I always thought like they broke up that tag team, but they never put them off in their own singles competition. So I mean, it was kind of a waste to break up that tag team.
It is what it is. She's off. So leading to our next one, Chelsea Green. Chelsea Green is no longer with the company.
Yeah. Her fiance, her husband, Zack Ryder, tweeting a 4/15 WWE just fired you. Yes, seeing how he was there just 1 year ago at the date 4/15. There must be like a mysterious date about that date 4/15.
Hey, I don't know if their contract end or whatever not, but yeah, I don't know. We have to figure more about that. But let's go into the third one. This is really surprising. Samoa Joe.
Oh man, this one really broke my heart. After the last time we saw him in the WWE was when he was wearing that rain poncho. What a way to go out. I mean, WrestleMania. Come on.
And let's just say, quick breaking news, he is actually being replaced by Pat McAfee.
I saw that today on Instagram. Oh. That'll definitely bring some sparks to the announcer's desk for sure.
Oh man, well, let's cut right to the next one. Since Peyton Royce is gone, Billie Kay is also gone. What a surprise. I didn't expect the Iconics.
Yeah, Billie Kay really showing her skills on the mic and in the ring. I really like that funny gimmick she had going on, trying to team with everybody, handing out her resume and stuff. And some people actually wanted her to host WrestleMania. That's how much they were liking the steam that she was gathering. So it's very sad to see her go.
I know. Well, from not expecting someone to go, let's talk about our next few. The next one, Tucker. I saw this one coming. Of course, Heavy Machinery split Otis. He's having his time in SmackDown, you know, with Chad Gable. Tucker, whatever. I think he deserves better. He deserves
better. You know what they say? When they put them in the Andre the Giant Memorial by the Royal, that's a bad sign because they really have nothing for you going on, right, especially towards the biggest show at WrestleMania. So this wasn't a surprise to me.
Well, speaking of teams splitting apart, of course, we then have Kalisto. No more Lucha House Party. He was like the main character in that group.
You know, I think Kalisto will definitely get work somewhere else. I think he's got a lot of untapped raw potential, and we could possibly see him in AEW. Not that I'm seeing like all these superstars go to AEW, but some of the major ones like Samoa Joe, I could definitely see going back to TNA or AEW. You know, Billie Kay and Peyton Royce adding some stack to that women's tag team division in AEW. So those are some major superstars that I think we could see in AEW for sure.
Well, let's go next, who I could certainly see in AEW, Wesley Blake from NXT. I think he was that part of that faction, Sanity. Yeah. I don't know. They haven't had much going on with him either.
Yeah, that's what most of these layoffs have coming down to. WWE was just not finding placement for them. Instead of like just keeping them on the payroll, they decided to dump them off. Unlike Samoa Joe and the Iconics, you know, most of them were, you know, like Tucker, they had nothing for him. And now you got the guy from Sanity, like you're saying. Right. They really had him just struggling in that mid-card, you know?
Well, let's kind of head to the last two. This one, I wasn't expecting. Bo Dallas, he is the 8th one on this list. The reason I didn't expect Bo Dallas is because people were saying he was going to be the second Fiend, which completely makes sense. He is Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, or join up with Alexa Bliss, you know?
I don't know, but well, let's talk about the ninth one, the last. This one, whatever. I really couldn't care less about it. I mean, he deserves better. We haven't seen him on TV in almost a year. It's been Mojo Rawley.
Yeah, I mean, they tried to do that broken glass gimmick with him and never really landed. I think it lasted for like a week on SmackDown. Yeah. And he's got a lot of charisma, friends with Gronk, you know, maybe we could see him in like another show like TNA, maybe the indie scene or something like that. Right. So,
well, we'll have to wait and see what SmackDown happens. Yeah, after, you know.
You know, it was nice to see like other superstars that got released on this 415 date last year, like Heath Slater and Zack Ryder reaching out saying that better days are coming, and you know, this year's a blessing in disguise, and just fight forward and do your best, you know.
We'll have to wait and see what SmackDown is tonight. We will present you guys a SmackDown recap Saturday morning, so stay tuned for that, and we will be in touch very soon and keep you guys updated. Later.
Yeah guys, always like, comment, and subscribe, and we will see you for Friday night SmackDown recap Saturday morning. Peace out.